doesn't seem so long ago since I joined from Huddersfield, and enjoyed every minute of it. I really have. Top club to be at, and hopefully many more to continue.
You've experienced the good, the bad, and some really not good at all stuff, haven't you, in those 100 games? It's been emotional, I'd imagine, at times.
Yeah, absolutely. But what other football club and what other player in the country could say that as well? There's been some good ones and bad ones, but, you know, you're playing football for a living, so fantastic. You know, how can you complain when you're doing this for a job? It's living the dream.
In terms of this season, what's the players' take on where you find yourselves?
A little bit indifferent. You know, it's just been that almost that final hurdle of trying to get into that top six, which has been a little bit frustrating, but it hasn't to be. And 14 points from 10 games isn't a great return, isn't a terrible return. It's right there in the middle. We haven't clicked right into gear just yet, but we're not doing too badly, put it that way.
I suppose the big thing is you haven't lost touch with your 6 points off the top, your exactly. 3 points off the top six. This division is wide open.
Yeah, that's how we're looking at it as well. It's still very much there to play for. No one's really took the grip of the league and things like that. They've not really run away with it just as yet. So everyone's just in a muchness. And 6 points off top doesn't sound a lot, does it? And I think if we can put we haven't had back-to-back wins, have we, this year yet? So I think if we can do that, the league suddenly looks a little bit rosier. But I think come Christmas, you get a better idea of the league and the standings, don't you?
That is the big thing, isn't it? If you can get in this division 2, 3, 4 wins. I think Ipswich got 4 in a row recently, and they found themselves from near the bottom to near the top within the space of a fortnight. It just shows how this division can change so quickly.
Yeah, I think as well it's important not to lose sight of the bigger picture as well, but just taking one game at a time. Maybe we've been getting ahead of ourselves and looking at future fixtures and things like that, but knowing that Saturday's come along after a poor display and a poor defeat the other day, it's good that Huddersfield's coming around quite quick within the space of a few days, that we can put it right. And this is the last game now for a couple of weeks, so we know that come Saturday we can come right out at blocks, give it our all and leave ourselves right out on the pitch. Hopefully, using that mentality, we can come away with 3 points.
Can you understand it, John, when fans will leave Rotherham hurt that you've not performed particularly as a team and you've been beaten, that they're looking at it and saying, look at the players we've got, why aren't we doing better? Can you understand where they're coming from, in a way?
Yeah, I can understand that. We're all pulling in the same direction. We all want the best for Blackburn Rovers for one reason or another. It didn't happen the other day. You know, it just didn't quite click for the 90 minutes, which has left us a little bit frustrated and scratching our heads. But that's gone now. That's history. It's a thing of the past, and we've just got to put our best foot forward now, work as hard as we can today in training and Friday in training, and then come Saturday, come right out of the blocks and give it our all. And hopefully on Saturday, 3 points will make the fans look at the table a little bit more rosy, a little bit happier, going into the international break and knowing that when we come back, we've got everything to play for.
And you've got one of your old clubs to play against this weekend in this division now. There's three, aren't there, of your former clubs, Brentford, Ipswich and most notably Huddersfield, and anything like how you did at the John Smith Stadium last season, they'd do nicely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just do nicely, that one, yeah. Yeah, as long as we come off after the game with more goals than them, that's the main thing. It's not about who gets them. It'd be nice to see a few old faces against Huddersfield, but it's not a matter of who we're playing against and whatever the situation lies. It's just a matter of beating the opposition, and that happens to be Huddersfield Saturday, so hopefully we win.
Do you know what's been really nice watching you play Huddersfield? That if you've scored a goal, which you have on the past two occasions you've been back, you've celebrated scoring a goal. You're not going through this nonsense that so many players do, is it? Oh, I can't celebrate. They once paid me wages. You're a goal scorer. You want to celebrate, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not been over-the-top celebrations. It's been... The thing is, you get stuck in between two situations where you've scored a goal for your new club, which, you know, you owe a duty to them to celebrate with the fans and everything like that, but you're with a club that you have a few friends there and your fans a little bit of gratitude. So I think halfway in between, a muted celebration, not one way or another, is probably the right way to go about it. Or that's the way that I try and assess it. You know, you're kind of stuck in between two there, aren't you? Which is, it's a strange situation to be in, but it's a nice situation at the same time.
You talked about Tuesday's gone now. The transfer deadline has also gone now, and it's our first opportunity to speak to you since then. I think if we look back a month, there's a lot of surprise that you're still a Blackburn Rovers player, Jordan. Are you surprised at all or not?
No, I mean, as a player, you're contracted at a club to play there and you've got absolutely no say, you've got no matter of what happens. So, as a duty, you know, I'm a Blackburn Rovers player, the speculation can be said about whoever and whatever. You just got to knuckle down and you just got to get on with things. There's no point paying attention to anything that goes off in the press or in the media or wherever it might be. I remember the first couple of times, I think it was at Huddersfield, your name gets mentioned in the paper and you might pay a little bit of attention to it once or twice, but now that when it goes off, the media speculation and everything that goes on, you've got the internet, you've got the telly, you've got social networking and everything like that goes off, you don't know how much of it's true and things like that. So you just got to get on with it, and you know it's really as water off a duck's back. You just let it go and move on with things.
And the manager has always been at pains to say that the way you've conducted yourself through it all has to be admired. In the middle of it all, you went out and played and scored a goal for Blackburn Rovers. I think it was your first of the season. That it didn't affect your performance, did it?
No, absolutely not. I just want to play football, and as I said before, what a fantastic job it is to go out and play on a fantastic football pitch with good lads, with a good team, for a great club like Blackburn Rovers. There's no better job in the world than being a footballer, and I'm just happy to do so. I'm very lucky that I am, and hopefully I can continue to do so.